And last but not least, Cypriot lawmakers have voted overwhelmingly against a levy on bank deposits in return for an international bailout. Lawmakers rejected the tax bill with 36 votes against, no votes in favour and 19 abstentions. This means Parliament has refused to tax bank savings as a precondition for receiving a €10 billion bailout loan to keep the economy afloat. Ahead of the vote, several MPs warned that the controversial measure will destroy the country's economy. The European Union and the International Monetary Fund had demanded that Nicosia impose a levy on bank accounts to raise nearly €6 billion from depositors to secure a bailout. Let's go to Richmond and talk to Chris Dorsey, economic and political commentator. Welcome to the programme, sir. Mr. Dorsey, I mean, what has become of the European economy with Cyprus being its latest victim?
Well, thank you for having me on. Well, number one, I'd like to say when talking about the European Union, one is talking about the governmental arm for the European Central Bank, which is the European arm of the international Zionist banking cartel that exhibits itself in the United States with the Federal Reserve Bank in Russia, with the Bank of Russia. And they all take their marching orders from the Bank for International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland. And when discussing the operations of the European Central Bank and the Bank for International Settlements and the Federal Reserve Bank and the Bank of China, et cetera, one is only talking about one thing, and that's the elephant in the room, and that is the entire system is based on usury. It's based on a small number of people creating money from nothing and then charging the citizens of what used to be sovereign nations usurious interest with no legitimate or lawful authority to do so. Cyprus is just they're just an experiment that the owners of the ECB are playing right now.
And so why do you think Cyprus is very important for the EU?
Well, it's less than a percent of the EU's economy is in Cyprus. What I think is that this is just an experiment. They're pushing people to see how far they can push the people and see what kind of reaction they're going to get. They're tightening the belts. They are trying to gain every bit of leverage they can over the people of all nations. And Cyprus is just a small nation that if it were a truly Christian nation or a truly Islamic nation, wouldn't have anything to do with the usurious system that the European Union and the European Central Bank impose on them.
Indeed.
But the same goes with the United States and every other country that claims to have a rule of law and some sort of religious backing or legitimacy. Because this is all about a small group of people controlling the globe through charging usury and spreading warfare.
All right.
That's it. It's geopolitics.
Indeed. Well, I'm sorry I have to leave it there. Many thanks to Chris Dorsey, economic and political commentator from Richmond. Thanks for your time there, sir.